ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तदोजयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अपत्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवयां भगवदीमुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिं भवदीर्नैष्ठिः। श्रीमद् भागवतम कांडो 10 चैप्टर 45 कृष्णा रेस्क्यूज हिज टीचर सन टेक्स्ट 20 अदनन्दं समासात्य भगवान् देवी सुदा संगस्नस्स राजेन्द्र परिस्वज्येदं उच्चतो। Then, O exalted Parishit, the Supreme Lord Krishna, the son of Devaki, along with Lord Balarama, approached Nanda Maharaja. The two lords embraced him and then addressed him as follows. Text 21. Pidar Ivabhyam Sniktabhayam ओषिदौ लालितौ पृशम् पित्रोरभ्यतिका प्रीतिर् आत्मजेष्वात्मनो अपि हि। कृष्ण एंड बलराम सैड, ओ फादर, यू एंड मदर यशोदा हैव अफेक्शनेटली मेंटेन्ड अस एंड केयर्ड फॉर अस सो मच. Indeed, parents love their children more than their own lives. Sa pida sa cha janayini yau pushnitam swaputravat sison pandavir utrishtan अगल्पै बोसरक्षणे। दे आर द रियल फादर एंड मदर हु केयर फॉर अस दे वुड देयर ओन सन्स. चिल्ड्रन अबॉर्डेड बाय रिलेटिव्स अनेबल टू मेंटेन एंड प्रोटेक्ट देम. टेक्स्ट 23. यादयोयम् व्रजं ताद वयं स स्नेहदुःखिदान् ज्ञानादीन् वो द्रष्टुम् इष्यामो विदाय सुकृतां सुखम्. नौ यू शुड ऑल रिटर्न टू ब्रजा. डियर फादर, वी शैल कम टू सी यू. Our dear relatives who suffer in separation from us, as soon as we have given some happiness to your well-wishing friends. Purport. The Lord here indicates his desire to satisfy dear devotees in Madhura. Vasudeva, Devahi and other members of Yadu dynasty, who for so long had been separated from him during his stay in Vrindavana. Text 24. Evam Santmayaya Bhagavan Nandam Savrajam Achyuda Vaso Alankara Kupyadhyair Argayamasa Sadaram. Thus consoling Nanda Maharaja and the other men of Braja, the infallible Supreme Lord respectfully honored them with the gifts of clothing, jewelry, household utensils, and so on. Text 25. Idi uktato parivishya vajya nanda pranaya ut vihvala Purayan asrubir netre sahako bai vrajam yayau. Nanda Maharaja was overwhelmed with affection upon hearing Krishna's words, and his eyes brimmed with tears as he embraced his two lords. Then he went back to Vraja with the cowherd man. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur Thevara has written an extensive purport to this verse, elaborately analyzing this portion of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Just as a man places his valuable gold within fire to reveal its purity, the Lord placed his most beloved devotees, the residents of Vrindavana, the fire of separation, from him in order to manifest their supreme love. This is the essence of Acharya Vishwanatha's comments. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bole Sumade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Pashyatta Deshadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Kadadara Sri Varsadi Gauravakta Varanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. First of all, take the blessings and the permission of all Vaishnavas to give this lecture in the line of Acharyas. Hare Krishna. Now, this is a continuation after Kamsa was killed by Krishna and we know the story that all of them came to from Vrindavan to Madhura, and now it's the time for Krishna to give farewell to this Nanda and Yashoda and other gopis. This is the sequence he was continuing with that. And since he was with, from birth onwards, he was in Nanda Gokula, Devi and Yasho, Devi and Vasudev, they missed his association or his parental, they could not give the parental affection. Therefore, Krishna requested Nanda Maharaja and other things, you have taken care of for so much. Now I need to show some affection and to these Devi and Yasho and other Yadus also in Madhura. I have to do my duty. Therefore, kindly please, you go back to Vrindavana and I will come certainly with that guarantee. He gave guarantee once to Gopis. This is second guarantee he is giving to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaja. You go ahead, I will come back after finishing my duties. This is what like a normal worldly affair Krishna was telling, but a lot of meaning is there. There were acharyas interpret this as two types of things. One is external, another is internal meaning. Everything has in Krishna Leela external and internal meaning. Externally he is trying to convince them so much of things. First thing is, even if I come back, that all his enemy Jarasandha and others are still not destroyed. They will come and attack Mathura, and my relatives will come under suffering because I have killed all his friends. Kamsa and Jarasandha are very close. And Kamsa killed, he may attack, Jarasandha may come and attack. It is a big problem, I have to predict. Not only that, if they come to know that I am in Vrindavan, they will attack Vrindavan also. That Vrindavan peacefulness will go. And so much he is telling all these reasons. And also another reason he is telling now is, see, I had been long time with you from birth. But now is a time I need to spend time with my parents also. And he is trying to put logically some convincing answer also, telling that the real father and mother who care for as they would their own son, children abandoned by relatives, unable to maintain and protect them. He is pointing out Devaki and Vasudev, they abandoned Krishna. But this really who took care of Krishna? Yashoda and Nanda Maharaja. And they are the real father and mother. Therefore he is kind of consoling. Don't worry, you are the real father and mother, but I need to spend some time since they gave birth and all those. These are all lot of extenders. Actually, if you read Gopal Sambhu, it's very elaborate, it is there. Now I don't have a book, I remember a long time back. Gopal Sambhu gives very fine details of all these interactions, Krishna's things. And Krishna was giving lot of external reasons. But real internal reason is, Krishna wants to give highest taste of devotional service to his pure devotees. Most purest devotees, they are gopis. Krishna wanted them to give the most purest love for him. That is the real secret of Krishna went back to. He remained in Mathura and asked them to go back to Vrindavan. And previously after Rasalila, and we departed also, Nakrura took him also, he gave the same promise, I'll come back to Gopis. Here he is giving promise to Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda, I'll come back. He is telling the, now you should all return to Vraja, dear father. We shall come to see you, Krishna and Balarama. We'll come and see you. And therefore, here second time he is giving guarantee. But the real reason is, these are the purest devotees of Krishna. And all of us knows these gopis and all previous, but they are rishis. And different avadaras, different leela, different avadaras who came along, they all took birth as gopis. That's what Shastra tells. At least 4-5 varieties of gopis. Some are from Rama Avatara, rishis. They wanted to have very close association with the Lord. But Rama told it's not possible in this birth, therefore come in Krishna Avatara he gave. That's a samma from that. Samma even in Rama, when times he was doing yajna, but Sita was sent to forest. Therefore he has to keep the idol of things as yajna should be done, Rajasu yajna and all those things with the husband and wife together. Therefore he doesn't have wife, they make this Padma or some things and kept him and did. But since it is associated with the Lord, they also got life. They told, you treated us a wife, we want to have you. Then Rama told, this birth not possible, come in that. They also took birth in this as gopis. That very detailed things, who are all came as gopis, and some 4-5 varieties they have mentioned. Therefore, they are all very highly elevated devotees. Already they achieved perfection. But they wanted to have most perfect devotion of Krishna, with Krishna. That's why they took birth in Vrindavan as gopis and gopas and other things. It's not that the condition, they want to go to promote our sadhana bhakti, they go through and all those things. They already achieved. That's why Krishna also tells, You already reached the perfection, because what is the ultimate perfection is Krishna. You got Krishna, you get love for Krishna, and to extreme level you are able to sacrifice everything for Him. Everything for Him. Even name, fame, everything. See, people can sacrifice their wealth, health and everything, but they cannot sacrifice their mana, mana, abhimana. But these copies, and they sacrifice their own extreme, unbearable, ungivable, their respect also they gave it in the society. What else they need to say, which they didn't sacrifice? Therefore, that way we can put a question, which they didn't sacrifice? They sacrificed everything. Therefore, this ultimate thing is, they were the extreme pure devotees, and Krishna wanted to give them extreme pure love. This is one side of argument. Another side is, acharyas are giving is, Krishna and Balarama never left Vrindavan. Actually, which was staying in Madurai's Prabhava. Or stay in Vrindavan's Leela. And he never left. And it's a purest form. Krishna continued to stay in Vrindavan. Therefore he never left. Another argument. How he became, thing is, there are two types of arguments. One is how he became, stay in the Vrindavan is, all these devotees, pure devotees, they were thinking 24 hours, Krishna. 7 into 24, we tell, no? We are thinking here, and next minute we get lost in something. Here itself we get lost sometimes. What to talk about outside. But they were continuously thinking. And Krishna was starting to Madura. That time onward, their thought process were very heavy. And they were continuously thinking. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, first parents, they never eat, never sleep, never thinks. And anybody talks about Krishna. And next year we see Uddhava comes and tries to console old Vrajavasis. That time Nanda Maharaja is hearing, and they are quoting all pastimes. They got lost, and Yashoda continues pouring tears. She lost. And previously, when Krishna was in Vrindavan, in the few minutes darshan, they are so happy. And they used to wait for it all day, morning when he goes for cowherding, and evening when he returns from cowherding. But those things, love and affection is very limited. But now, always thinking of him, continuous thinking of him, continuous, no other thought. All thoughts washed out. The only thought remaining is his leelas, his thought, how he was moving. His Krishna book, Prabhupada has given very detailed description how their thought process was. And how they were so much involved and engrossed in this purest thought of Krishna. And that way, he stayed in the Leela form. And he never left Vrindavan. This is the one Krishna was very fond of giving all the details. See, I read some portion, very nice things, Prabhupada. They were thinking, here Krishna was playing in this way. Here Krishna was blowing his flute. Krishna was joking with us in this way. And Krishna was embracing us like this. Thus, this is called Sumarana. And it's the process of association with Krishna most recommended by great devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya, when he was at Puri, enjoyed Leela Smarana, association with Krishna. Those in the most exalted position of devotional service and ecstasy can live with Krishna always by remembering his pastimes, Leela Smarana. Prabhupada is mentioning Leela Smarana. By continuously thinking of his Leela, and they become very pure. Srila Vishwanatha Thakura has given us transcendental literary work entitled Krishna Bhavanamrita, which is full with Krishna's pastime. Exalted devotees can remain absorbed in Krishna thought by reading such books. Any book of Krishna Leela, even this book Krishna, or our teachings of Lord Chaitanya, is actually solace for devotees feeling separation from Krishna. If you are feeling separation from Krishna, we are not feeling separation first. That's a problem. That's why we always look at, the Prabhupada tells or recommends, always when you go to bed, read Krishna book sometime and go to bed. So that with Leela Smarana, you sleep. So that your dreams, your thoughts, everything will be purified. But if you are sleeping with this all nonsense, or something, but Krishna book is, I remember, very senior devotees, still they read Krishna book before going to bed. And Prabhupada is mentioning, this book, even this book Krishna, is actually solace for devotees feeling separation from Krishna. Feeling separation from Krishna means one who really feels separation from Krishna is Parimiti Solas. If you don't engage Krishna in your thoughts process, other Maya thought process will engage you. This is the purest way of understanding. Therefore, Krishna, Acharya is explaining, Krishna stayed in Vrindavan continuously, Leela Smarana. He never left. And also another reason they give is, why they send back Vajavasis and Nanda Maharaja Yashoda is, in the type of love and affection Krishna and Balarama had with Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda is totally different from what they had with Devi and Vasudeva. That is more formal. Even among with the parents, that is more formal relation. Here it is no totally informal relation. Personal. Highly personal. Therefore, he doesn't want to mix both rasas. Their rasas are different, these rasas are different. They are kings. They are ruling the kingdom. Their thing is like a, but here there is no kingdom, nothing like that. Even though Nanda Maharaja we call Maharaja, but his love and affection for Krishna is totally different. Therefore, this is another set of reasons Acharya is working. But the third set of reasons, very, very important, is that Krishna wanted to give these Vrajavasis very highest taste of devotion. Because the devotion has different levels. We know different, to start with the Shraddha, and there is one step it goes, and Baba and all, Anartha Nivritti, we are all in different stages. But ultimately is Samadhi or Baba or Samadhi. Totally engage in the thoughts of process. That is why they have so much engaged with Krishna, whether he is present or not present also, their thought process is always like that. That's why Vishwanatha Thakura tells in the Tamarashtaka things, when Krishna, Yashoda was getting up in the morning, how she has become better than any yogi. The yogis are trying to catch the Lord with their mind for long, long time tapas. But this Yashoda, simple village lady, this gopis, but it's not simple. For externally simple, but she is very highly elevated devotee. She was able to catch the Lord beating all the yogis. How the process is explaining. First thing is, when she gets up in the morning, he saw the face of Krishna, and then immediately on getting up, she goes and get ready, and she started churning this buttermilk for getting butter for him. And one side she is continuously engaging the service of Lord, other side he is looking at Krishna whether he is going to get up, and continuously looking at him. Third is singing all the village type of songs. You know, village, they have their own way of, and Kanindian way of Vajavasis also, they made so many songs of Krishna they have formulated, they have composed many songs in their village way, and those songs are very familiar. Now still in Braja, those things are, songs are familiar. And they were singing that songs, she was singing that song, murmuring and singing, and she is singing, she is looking at for him, she is doing service for him. His mind is fully engaged on the Leela, everyday Leela. Krishna's Leelas are not. But that's why the Bhavadam mentioned, only few Sukadeva Goswami, some sample he has given. All these things. But the unlimited Leelas. Only few it has been given. Therefore, these Leelas, remember, such a way, she engaged her mind, her words, and her deed. All in the process of Krishna. That is why she become come. What is the process of yoga? You have to be concentrate your mind, words and deeds all in singular process. That modern yoga talks single process. But best is Krishna because he is Paranthrishva, higher taste. Therefore this process was achieved by Yashoda by simplest way than this, all these yogis. Therefore, she is better than the yogi. Therefore, this process was engaged in the things Krishna was giving them highest taste of automatically engaging. But still, what is happening is, Krishna was always present in Vrindavan from birth onwards. But highest taste, Acharya is talking about, is Vibralamba Seva. Association, seva in separation. This is the very highest taste of devotion. Because when you are here, always along with you, sometime familiarity breeds contempt. Somebody is very close to you, very cheaply available, very near to you, sometime you find, start finding mistake. Or something, it become very casual. That taste is, slowly the taste may come down sometime. For example, that even the deities, what you are loving, if you are missing them for a month or something, when you come back, you feel different feeling on seeing them and worshipping them. What to talk about original Krishna, pure form, Sachidananda Rupa. And therefore, and Krishna wanted to give them that Vibralamba Bhava, separation, to how to love him in separation. This process is highest process. And Krishna, he wanted to teach them, he wanted to give them the highest taste. And if you see Nectar of Devotion, in this Leela alone, he has given so much of Bhava and other things. Wow, Krishna is engaged in that. And as a process, this is the main reason Krishna told them to stay in Vrindavan and send them back to Vrindavan so that they will continuously thought process. They will be thinking of him. This is the very highest taste he wanted to give. Even in the material world, the process is, we know everything. In the physical thinking, physical association, very limited. You cannot understand anything. How the real association is. But at a certain level, if you go a little higher, if you can hear from them, then it is better. By simply physical body, association is only animal's nature. Animals, they don't know other than physical body association. But somebody little better, they hear. From the hearing words and other things, the relation becomes better. And still better is their thought process of mind. When the mind is engaged, that is the highest, even the material world. And even the award-winning movies those days, I don't know, nowadays I don't see, they are mostly associated with the mind process. And how their thought process goes, how they are thinking, how they're feeling, how those things are really important. How they are acting, it may not be perfect as like mind is thinking, but here they are coordinating. Therefore, different layers of communication between two jivas. I remember those days when I was doing network communication, network and all those things, 85, 86 and all those times. 7 layers network protocol will be there. I don't know, somebody engineering, they may be knowing. First is physical layer, then data link layer, then network layer, then presentation layer, then application layer. 7 layers of communication. And some everything goes through different things. And similarly, in the jivas also communicating, two jivas and including Paramatma, Jivatma. The communications are different level, physical level. Now with the eyes we see, with the taste, everything, prasadam and all those things. That is one level of getting involved with the taste of connecting, connecting, communicating. If you are better, you can start hearing and that taste for other things develops. And if you are thinking, that is very high process and by that, and thinking in separation is give more intense love, intense things. That is, it is considered as the highest form of devotion, highest level of devotion. That he wanted to give these pure devotees of Krishna and Vrindavan, these gopas and gopis. That is the reason Krishna sent them back and made them to things. And stay in Vrindavan, continue thinking of him. And here so much Prabhupada has written, if you can go and read chapter 46, 47, both the chapters they have given very highly of these feelings, how they were engaged, how they were thinking, and all those things. Even Krishna, when he sent mail back to Sarimaya, when sent a letter, information through Uddhava, to back to Vrindavan, when he is presenting also, he is telling he wanted to give them this higher taste, openly is telling. He wanted to give this higher taste, that's why he was keeping them in separation. And this is the process which they are telling about. Therefore, this is called internal meaning. These are all four things are internal meanings. Some are external meanings. He can give a lot of external meanings for convincing non-devotees. But internal meanings are different. He told internal meaning also. To give the higher taste, he has sent them back and all those things. And so much, and closeness feeds contempt. Sometimes, similarly, I don't know, but they are pure devotees, they are not contempted. But sometimes, it becomes casual also. Casual means we don't take it very serious. And also, but when they stay away from distance, the affection increases. This is the process he wanted to teach them. And it's a very subtle process. And dealing with the mind, dealing with the things, and we devotees, we have to get an opportunity to understand, because after so many bhatsa, tapas and other things, and these called Vajavasi, they got the taste. And that is the reason. Therefore, this Bhagavatam cannot be understood as in our level of mind. And Acharya tries to explain what is the real internal reasons for all Krishna's activities. Otherwise, Krishna is so powerful, he can always present everywhere. And he can, yes, later he sent them, when the talking through Buddha also later, he's saying, I am every, first starting also, as I am everywhere. Why are you thinking I am not with you? I am with you. You are unable to see you, see me. That's the only problem. You are unable to see me, but I am with you. I am everywhere. And in the process, thought process, like Prabhupada is explaining, this is a process, different things. He is the Bhava. His Bhava expression, see, and stayed with the Kopis and the Mother Yashoda, his Bhava expansion. His original identity returned with the Nanda Maharaja and stayed with the Kopis and Mother Yashoda, his Bhava expansion. He is telling the original form is Bhava expansion. And what stayed is Vaibhava expansion. Prabhava and Vaibhava expansion, which was staying in Madhura. They are not Bhava expansion. Bhava is later explained, Leela Sumarana. This way, Krishna, another explanation Acharya has been told in the Bhagavad Gita, no? According to level of surrender, Krishna also reciprocated back. And here these people, Gopagopis of Vrindavan, they surrendered utmost, completely. Therefore, his reciprocation with them is very highest. Okay, Devaki and other Madhura people also surrendered, but their level of surrender is different. Therefore, there he stays in Prabhava Vaibhava form. But in Vrindavan, he stayed in the Bhava form. His original form. Prabhupada is mentioning original form. He stayed in his original form. He never left. How is the Bhava form? They were continuously thinking, thought process. Leela Smarana. All his Leelas he thinks. That's the best way to remember Krishna and his Leelas. That is, we know one of the things is, five special qualities of Krishna is one is Leelas. Why Leelas? Why Leelas? It's a chance for devotees to remember him. Continuously to remember him. We cannot remember a person as it is, but knowing his Leelas, we know much deeper. Therefore, they were doing Leela Samana. Therefore, Krishna is giving opportunity to all the souls according to their level of surrender. One who was highest surrender, he gets the highest reciprocation. Or surrenders according to the level, the reciprocation also happening. This is the whole process. I am simply trying to explain the lines of Acharyas. It's a great topic. And somebody has interest, they can go through. Even the Krishna book is sufficiently as given. Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any suggestion, comments, question, answers? Hare Krishna, Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. Hare Krishna.